government, music, art, health, science, geology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Evident Footprints. We apologize for the late start. Of course, if you're listening to the archive, we're not late at all. You're late. Anyway, technical snafus with Skype this evening, and we worked our way through that. We're talking on the phone, so hopefully it's clear for you. We have a wonderful guest on. He's been on Evident Footprints last week, my first week. In fact, he is my first guest. So we're honored to have him back again this week. Before we reintroduce tonight's guest, I wanted to thank people for all the calls and the email. It's been overwhelming, about 11 hours of responding to everybody who was moved by last night's show. And it's just a show, but I'm glad the message reached a few people. I'd like to discuss something that came my way via email today. This is pretty interesting. This came from an article that appeared on Prison Planet and was written by Paul Joseph Watson. Ex-Italian president says that intel agencies know 9/11 was an inside job. The man who blew the whistle on Gladio tells Italy's largest newspaper attacks were run by CIA Mossad. Former Italian president and the man who revealed the existence of Operation Gladio, Francesco Cossiga, has gone public on 9/11, telling Italy's most respected newspaper that the attacks were run by the CIA and Mossad and that this was common knowledge amongst global intelligence agencies. Cossiga was elected president of Italian Senate in July 1983 before winning a landslide 1985 election to become president of the country in 1985. Cossiga gained respect from opposition parties as one of a rare breed, an honest politician, and led the country for 7 years until April 1992. Cossiga's tendency to be outspoken upset the Italian political establishment, and he was forced to resign after revealing the existence of and his part in setting up Operation Gladio, a rogue intelligence network under NATO auspices that carried out bombings across Europe in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Gladio's specialty was to carry out what they coined false flag operations, terror attacks that were blamed on their domestic and geopolitical opposition. Cossiga's revelations contributed to an Italian parliamentary investigation of Gladio in 2000, during which evidence was unearthed that the attacks were being overseen by the U.S. intelligence apparatus. In March 2001, Gladio agent Vincenzo Vinciguerra stated in sworn testimony, "You had to attack civilians, the people, women, children, innocent people, unknown people, far removed from any political game. The reason was quite simple, to force the public to turn to the state to ask for greater security." Cossiga's new revelations appeared last week in Italy's oldest and most widely read newspaper, Corriere della Sera. Below appears a rough translation. Bin Laden supposedly confessed to the Al-Qaeda September attack to the Two Towers in New York, claiming to be the author of the attack of the 11, while all the intelligence services of America and Europe now know well that the disastrous attack has been planned and realized from the CIA, American, and the Mossad with the aid of the Zionist world in order to put under accusation the Arab countries and in order to induce the Western powers to take part in Iraq and Afghanistan. Cossiga first expressed his doubts about 9/11 in 2001 and is quoted in Webster Tarpley's book as stating that the mastermind of the attack must have been a sophisticated mind provided with ample means not only to recruit fanatic kamikazes but also highly specialized personnel. I add one thing. It could not be accomplished without infiltrations in the radar and flight security personnel. Coming from a widely respected former head of state, Kosiga's assertion that the 9/11 attacks were an inside job and that this is common knowledge amongst global intelligence agencies is highly unlikely to be mentioned by any establishment media outlets. Because, like the hundreds of other sober ex-government, military, Air Force professionals, allied to hundreds more professors and intellectuals, he can't be sidelined as a crackpot conspiracy theorist. So there we have it. Last night, I described to you the mind control that they use in that type of event, as well as early on when we're beginning kindergarten, and now today in preschool, which gives them a jump of another 2 years. So here we have someone from another country who has no interest other than to put out the truth and to describe to us false flag operations and to use the term that's coined by the media, conspiracy theory. Okay, we don't deal with theories on Evident Footprints. We deal with the truth. And this man brought forth the truth and the proof, and with that, we thank him for doing that. Now I'd like to bring on tonight's guest. He is a great friend right now. If you have been to the BBS website, you have at least been able to look at the schedule that we have, and you will notice that Michael Anthony is involved in quite a few things. He is not just a scientist, he is also an herbalist. He knows quite a bit about herbs, and we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. He's also a health consultant, a historian, and he's an excellent trained musician, a multi-instrumentalist as well. And with that, I'd like to welcome tonight's guest, Evident Footprints, Michael Anthony. Michael, how are you this evening?
Hello, Don. I'm doing well. Thank you, sir.
Okay. We had a little bit of a snag there. We weren't hearing each other. Can you hear okay now?
Don, I hear you perfectly. Hopefully you hear me fine, too.
Yes, I do. What do you think of that story that I just read, Michael?
Well, a couple things came to mind, Don. First, right off the bat, was the fact that we're in the age-old battle of good versus evil, the good knights versus the black knights, those that want to serve the Lord's way of living, which is freedom and living virtuously, and then those who wish to enslave everyone and take advantage of people and to use them for their own selfish purposes and to have total disregard for their for them being a living, sentient being created by the Almighty with all these divine rights. So that's the first thing that I just thought of right off the bat. Here we are in the typical confrontation of good versus evil, those that are honest, willing to stand up to the truth, compared to those that are willing to deceive and to lie. So we got to at least acknowledge that Italian former president for having the courage to tell the truth.
Yes. I spent some time in Italy, and I have to tell you, the people I knew across the country were the friendliest, kindest, most generous people that I think I met in Europe. And I had a lot of friends, you know, all over Europe. And I have to tell you, for someone to speak out in such a, you know, with such conviction, we'll say, it rings true. It rings true from what we know here. And we could take into account the document that was put out by the Project for a New American Century, or what's called the PNAC. We can see that they suggested that we needed a new event, or a new Pearl Harbor, or a new Reichstag, you know, the event that propelled Hitler into power.
Right.
And this is all about making money, and there we have it. The intelligence agencies come out right out front. There was never a doubt in our minds that that was going on.
Right.
And that they control the media. They could control the information that came out as well. Any thoughts on that?
Absolutely, exactly what we're up against. A very powerful controlling force that has all the money in the world, so therefore with that money they've bought out and control every key institution or establishment, media, corporations, government officials, etc. And they, you know, what's disgusting, Don, is their obvious blatant attempts to enslave us and yet denying that they're behind any of this mischievousness. And that's what's really outrageous. I look forward eagerly to the day when we have these type of people swinging from tree limbs all around our country, and I'm sure all around the world, so all the other countries can free themselves of such parasites and once and for all banish them back to the underworld where they came from.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, I would really like to see justice prevail, and you know, I'm not talking about a commission, and I'm not talking about Senate hearings. I'm talking about an old-fashioned trial.
Amen to that.
Where they got on their orange jumpsuits, you know.
That's right, and the judge is allowing all the evidence to be presented in court. Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, that would be a change. They might be able to conduct this trial in a week, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, Don, I used to say for the past year, just being disgusted with everything, that a real American president, this is what he would do, bring all the troops home immediately, apologize to all the foreign countries for the terrible behavior that our previous former governments have imposed upon these people, and that it wasn't the will of the American people per se to bring such harm and intentions towards these people, and we will for now on leave them in peace and never interfere again with their political regimes or their way of life. And we just request that nobody interfere with us. That way we can remain on par with each other as friends and simultaneously get these troops down on our borders, shut the borders down, and then immediately take the elite troops, kick the UN out of here, tear that building down, and go after every single person behind the structure of the UN, like the Rockefellers, the Clintons, the Bushes, and once and for all, have a Nuremberg-type trial with the real Nazis and commies in the hot seat, and let's have it aired right around the whole world. Let's use globalism in a positive way and air this globally, and have the whole world see what evil monstrosities these people are and how they have no souls. And once we can prove to the whole world that they're the sole cause of everyone's misery, then we can expedite their termination and get this world and its dark clouds dispelled permanently and let the good Lord's light finally rain down in a peaceful fashion on this planet.
Yes. Well said. You know, I pulled up an article that actually it's a page from Wikipedia that I had on the project for the New American Century. And this was obviously they put this Wikipedia definition up there. And if I can take a moment and read this to you, it's going to open up some real conversation here. The Project for the New American Century, or the PNAC, is a neoconservative American think tank based in Washington, D.C. The controversial group was established in early 1997 as a nonprofit organization with the goal of promoting American global leadership. The chairman is William Kristol, editor of the Weekly Standard and a regular contributor to the Fox News Channel. The group is an initiative of the New Citizenship Project, a nonprofit 501c3 organization that is funded by the Sarah Scaife Foundation, the John M. Olin Foundation, and the Bradley Foundation. Critics allege the controversial organization proposes military and economic, space, cyberspace, and global domination by the United States so as to establish or maintain American Dominance in World Affairs, Pax Americana. Some have argued the American-led invasion of Iraq in March of 2003 was the first step in furthering these plans. Supporters of the PNAC counter such criticisms as little more than conspiracy theories, and that the organization's stated mission is mainstream conservative foreign policy proposals. Now, on the 666 channel, Fox News, we regularly see William Crystal, and I just become furious listening to the lies that come out of his mouth.
And
yes, I did say
that.
Lies. I would debate him on the issues of 9/11 and his participation and the cover-up and the control of the media, the propagandized media. And it warrants talking about it here. They advocated an increase in U.S. defense spending, although we've been insolvent since 1933. We're spending now in the trillions of dollars there, not to mention the money that's being stolen. Then they're strengthening ties with U.S. allies and challenging regimes hostile to U.S. interests and values. Name one of those regimes that's hostile to us right now, even today. This is their obvious posting here in Wikipedia. Promoting the cause of political and economic freedom outside the U.S. What about inside the U.S.? It's a new American century.
You know, and of course, we have to realize that their terms, whatever they're using for terms, are, and they sound familiar to us, like freedom to them is really enslavement. And we always have to bear that in mind when we listen to them speak, because they do have forked tongues. And so whatever they're saying, they really mean the opposite, Don.
Yes, yes. And then they go on one more point, preserving and extending an international order friendly to U.S. security, prosperity, and principles. The whole world is up in arms about the money that's being printed out of thin air and driving the dollar down, driving real estate down. And the holdings, the dollar holdings that these countries have are as worthless as the money that we hold.
You unfortunately.
See? So this is just pure propaganda.
And along with that, Don, it's also their obvious plan to destroy the United States because, of course, we know from history that the Roman Empire tried to control the whole world as it was known in their time, which was all of the Mediterranean and a lot of Europe into Asia and Africa. And they got spread out so thin with troops, supplies, and financing that they no longer could hold the empire together, and it fragmented and then fell apart and was never to be again. Now, is that what they plan on doing to our beloved United States Constitutional Republic? I'm afraid so. And that's why we've got to grab these guys. And isn't Bill Kristol's dad a communist out of Eastern Europe? And so this is what we have running our country, people, and that's the commies and fascists that pose as Americans and freedom lovers, but they're commies and fascists to the core. And again, I just look forward to the day when they're all swinging from a tree limb.
Oh, yes, yes. Now, I don't want to give them any more airtime. I just thought it was interesting to point that out, that what this gentleman in Italy told us, and he was a former president of the country there, he was quite aware with what was going on in the international intelligence community. It was his business to know that, and it was no secret amongst the leaders of the world, especially the ones controlled by the Illuminati. You would just have to look at the proximity of Italy to the Vatican to understand the significance of what this man said.
Right.
Okay. So, that said, we've gotten our little political message out there for the night. Now, what have you been up to lately, if you don't mind my asking?
Oh, Don,
In general terms.
Well, Don, you know, I'm plugging away on the book, trying to get that finalized this winter and have it hopefully ready for publishing in the spring. The book on my first book, which is called Secrets in the Fountain of Youth, on health, how to never get sick, and how to retain youthfulness with a specific science that that I basically discovered years ago and have been applying personally and benefiting from that science as well. And so between that, I am halfway into an album that I want to also finish up in the same time frame of pop, nice pop music, and then just keeping up with the herbal formulas. That's getting more and more popular, Don, and so I am devoting more time to keeping up with helping people with their health issues using my own personal formulas. And so right now, you know, that's pretty much everything on the plate keeping me busy.
Well, it sounds like you are busy, at least as busy as I am, if not more. Now, the book you're writing, can you expound on it a little bit as far as what you intend to cover, especially for, you know, the new listeners out there?
Okay, thank you, Don. Well, I'd be glad to. And the book is basically everything you need to know, the real science that you can't learn in school regarding our bodies, what they are, and its relationship to nature, and also us as a being, a sentient being, what we are, occupying the physical body, but of course with a spiritual nature and a mental center for the intellect. So the book gets into those three areas of our being and explains exactly how what each aspect is intended to do for us. Spiritual nature, of course, is our link to our creator, our soul, and so we need to keep that nicely tuned, just like an instrument, Don. Of course, when we play our instruments, and if they're not tuned, like our guitar's not tuned or the piano strings aren't tuned, then, of course, we can't play some beautiful music. But once that instrument is finely tuned, then beautiful music can be played from it, and our spiritual nature is just like that. It has to be tuned towards the Creator so that we're in harmony with Him, and He can play us like an instrument and give us and create a beautiful life for us as He plays through us. And our physical body is the same thing. At the physical level, if the body's not nicely tuned, then it doesn't feel right, and it will actually be in maybe some form of an ailment condition because it's not nicely tuned. But when the body's nicely tuned, then health is supreme, and we feel fantastic. And so the book discusses all that in a scientific perspective, in the sense of the natural laws governing our spiritual nature, our physical nature, our mental nature, and learning about these laws so we can apply them and benefit from them. But it's all in simple layman terms. No one needs to be a scientist to understand anything that that the book will explain. And the book centers mainly on how to never get sick, and therefore you're ready for the next step of retaining your youthfulness. And what's very interesting, Don, is that a lot of people will pretend, well, you know, youthfulness, it's not that important or anything, and yet our whole world spins around it. All the commercials are geared towards everybody looking young, especially the women, you know, looking young, looking young. Plastic surgery is very popular, trying to look young. But unfortunately, the people aren't learning the real information that would benefit them, so they don't need to put themselves through such terrible operations or anything. There's a whole nother way, God's way, of being able to retain the youthfulness of the body for quite a long time. And what's really interesting when you study history, Don, the real history that not too many people know, even those that think they know their history really well, it's all about immortality. Ever since the beginning of time, since the fall of man, it's been all about immortality. Alexander the Great was conquering the world for one reason only, and the movie on Alexander the Great never even revealed that, so goes to show, none of them really know. It's all about the fountain of youth, the immortality. Alexander knew all about it. The legends were very, very fresh in their minds, even in their time, about the land of the gods and the land of immortality. And so he was pursuing that. And so were in our modern history time of Columbus, Ponce de Leon, he set out specifically with the mission to find the Fountain of Youth. That's what he was financed to do. And so now, no one's going to take such efforts to venture out on into the unknown, where in that period the world was just discovered to not be flat. So everything was still mysterious for these guys. And so they were venturing out into the unknown. Somebody was financing them with a tremendous amount of money. Now, why are they doing all that for some far-out dream, myth kind of thing? Unless it was firm in their mind, still concrete in their time, that it exists somewhere. The legends indicated that, and they had possession of some direct information to these legends that led them on their way. And so I've been able to then piece it all together and realize that the legend of the immortality and the Fountain of Youth, it's all real, but it's been hidden now. It's been hidden since the fall, when mankind no longer demonstrated his ability to use God's powers wisely. So they had to be removed and kept hidden, and then only given to those who proved themselves worthy. And so my book gets into all of that.
Oh, that's interesting. That makes sense, too, because if you're going to live into immortality, you definitely don't want eternal evil to exist, you know?
That's right. And, you know, Don, if I may just inject real quick, even the Lord himself, his whole mission, and all these people jumping up and down, saying how close they are to him and all this hallelujah stuff, and none of them know the Lord at all, because the Lord's whole mission was about immortality.
Mm-hmm.
And when he conquered death, he demonstrated that perfectly well.
Yes. Michael, I want to pause just for a second and give out our phone numbers in case anyone wants to call and ask a question or make a comment. Our toll-free number in the U.S. and Canada is 888-228-4494. Our toll-free number worldwide is 877-489-6350. Now, we have three direct lines here, all with the area code 530. I'm going to give you the first number, 776-5154. Second number is 776-5185. And the third number, 876-9916. Again, those last three numbers all have 530 in front. Okay, maybe we'll get some calls here and you'll be able to answer some questions.
I look forward to it.
Now, in you know, you had mentioned plastic surgery, and you know, that's in the general sense that people get plastic surgery, my personal feeling, my personal opinion is that there's a little bit of vanity in that. Now, if you're an actress and you want to maintain a youthful look, maybe to play a role that you might not get if you were all wrinkled and you know, sagging cheeks and sagging jowls, you know, I guess in a sense there may be some validity into performing the operation, but I would think that the benefit of plastic surgery could be used to, let's say, correct birth deficiencies such as cleft palates and abnormalities, you know, deformed lips and that many children who are born into families that were maybe overseas in Iraq and were exposed to depleted uranium, you know, in other words, these kids had no choice in being born with these deformities, and they're a result of exposure to radiation. There it warrants correcting it, number one, so that they can maintain a somewhat balanced and normal life without people staring at them all the time, and for purposes of speaking and eating and that, you know, it's warranted. But I think we get sort of this vain obsession that we have to, you know, if it's necessary, we're going to pull our jawbone up behind our ear to stretch the skin to make us look a couple of years younger. And we really miss the spiritual side of life when we just focus on our physical appearance or what others think about us, because then, you know, our mental body gets pulled down to that level too. God, you know, I'm sure you're going to agree with this, but God created us really so we don't have to age like that. The stress we put on our bodies, the poisons that we ingest in the foods that they give us, and they do this intentionally to keep us sick, because they don't make money through healing people. They make money by perpetuating illness. And I know your thinking is exactly the opposite of that.
Yes, sir, Don. What you said is absolutely true. I do agree 100%. And, of course, that's right. The real way to go, and I feel so bad for those that pursue the plastic surgery trying to look younger, because it's not going to happen. You're stretching your skin on your face a bit, but what about the rest of your body? Is it going to match? And then, right, once it wears off, then what do you do? My gosh, then the effects are even going to be worse. And Don, that's right. By focusing on the physical only, the people will never obtain what they want. But by focusing on the spiritual nature and operating from that level, then they'll be able to control their bodies easily, because our bodies are responding to our spiritual nature and our mind, our feelings, which are our spiritual nature and our mind. The body responds to that. And so that's the beauty of the book I'm writing. It's going to show everybody how to gain mastery over their nature, the spiritual, mental, and physical, at the physical levels, and then apply these natural laws. It'll take discipline in the beginning, of course, because we're taught how to create bad habits at birth instead of good habits, so they all have to be broke and resubstituted with good habits. So that's the discipline part. But then the rewards are going to be so great, it's just amazing. Just imagine being in your 50s or 60s and older and still being like you're 30 years old and literally looking it, where people will swear you're only that old. And when they see you, you know, like playing ball or something, or working real hard, physical labor, they'll swear you got to be young because you're sure acting like it as well, and besides looking that way. And so, yes, the Lord provides a way, and his whole life demonstrated that. Unfortunately, we don't learn that way through the churches or any of these formal institutions that really don't know the Lord. But the Lord has revealed everything, and fortunately for me, I've been shown all that, and I'm revealing it all in the book that I'm writing.
You know, while you spoke, you brought to mind the word addictions. And I think of all the different ways that they have addictions. And then, you know, when you have the wrong kind of addiction and you get caught with that addiction, you're punished for it. An example, let's say you're sick. The doctor says, well, you have to take this pill to get better. And what they don't tell you is that there's a Trojan horse in that pill that might, because it maybe wasn't tested or it's known to be to cause this effect, and it was suppressed, that knowledge was held back from the people, because they said, well, look, if this person goes insane or they become depressed, we have other medications that we can sell. In fact, we should put depression inducer in a variety of medicines, and that way we'll get all these people depressed, and then we'll have to prescribe pills for them for their depression, not thinking that they might have heart attacks and die. Okay, and then heart attack is there's big money in that, in heart surgery, and there's big money in heart medications. We know. On a previous show, we talked about, actually I talked about this with Todd Metallo from Lametco International, and we talked about a couple of medicines that had a 569,000+% over the actual cost of what it takes to manufacture this product. Mm-hmm. 569,000 times the amount of money. 100% profit wasn't enough. 500%, 1,000% wasn't enough. They had to go up to 569,000+%. It was almost, you know, almost 570,000.
Would that be considered greedy, Don?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It depends who it is, I guess. If they really need the money, it's not greed, is it?
Yeah, sure. They really need that money. Now, you know, Don, even more importantly than the greed factor that these evil soulless beings are demonstrating to us, what they're really demonstrating is their evil sorcery being conducted over the populace unbeknownst to them. But these are the evil sorcerers that the Bible referred to with their sorceries. And it's these synthetic drugs that are going to wreak havoc on God's temple. The key to our body, at the physical level, our body is a temple. And these devils know that, and they're jealous that we have such beautiful temples as gifts from God. And they are out to destroy those temples. And when they destroy them with their evil pharmaceuticals, which are today just synthetics made in laboratories, unlike the real pharmaceuticals of prior to the chemistry age, when it was just herbals, because pharma is Latin for plants, and the original pharmacists were herbalists. But today, these so-called pharmacists are just evil sorcerers peddling their synthetic chemicals to destroy the body temple. And at the same time, though, it'll destroy the spirit and the mind. And so we're under a blatant attack. And this, you see it when you're out and about and you look at all these seniors on these meds and, you know, the lights are on but nobody's home. They're just, it's really sad, very sad, but this is where we are today.
Yes, now you bring to mind, first of all, what you're describing, they like the word pharmaceutical. It's a veil to hide the word alchemy. They're just practicing alchemy. Okay.
Yes, and, Don, that's true. But it's not the Lord's alchemy. It's the
yes,
devil's alchemy.
Yes, I understand
alchemy.
That. Yeah, this is ritual alchemy, and it's dark in nature. You know, it's not filled with the light. If it were so, we would be healed from these medicines, would we not?
Absolutely right.
And you wouldn't have these compound diseases that are developed over time, because eventually the liver becomes diseased, or the kidneys stop functioning, or the thyroid or the pituitary gland goes completely out of whack. These problems are induced by the additives and the intentional toxins put into these so-called medicines.
Yes, sir.
And we can preach on that for, you know, till Jesus comes, and it's not going to change until these people get a conscience, and that's probably never going to happen.
No, and Don, the only other way it's going to change is by the education of everyone, just like your show is doing right now, so that they realize, fully realize, that there's no way you can get healthy by taking poisons, and therefore abstain from them, flee from them. Don't let them near you or your loved ones. Stay close to Mother Nature. You'll always be happy.
Yes. Now, you and I both have a friend in Jim Murray, who's just an incredible scientist and author, lecturer, teacher, inventor. And he came down with some blood clots. I have his permission to mention that. And it's the doctors can't explain why this has happened. Now, we are praying for him. And I'm anticipating getting a report tomorrow that they can't find him anymore.
Well, that's
our faith, and there are so many people praying for him that we can accomplish more through spirit than all the medicine in the world. And I'm not attacking the doctors out there that really care. You know, homeopathic medicine is the natural way. The allopaths are the ones that are promoting these drugs, and they make a lot of money. They're paid incredible amounts of money beyond the exorbitant bills that we pay, beyond the insurance rates that we pay, and there are folks out there like yourself that are trying to educate people to the fact that there are alternatives. They have other options, But it's a little disheartening when you talk to someone and they say, that sounds great. And I would say, well, can you talk to your doctor about this and have your doctor be educated on this? Well, you know, I don't really want to change what he's got planned for me right now. You know, maybe I should just keep taking these medicines.
Yes.
You know, I'm not acting like a doctor when I make that statement, but you see the eyes glaze over, just like when you talk about 9/11, you know.
Sure.
They become fearful because that fear is so ingrained into their psyche.
Yes, it is, Don. And, you know, that corresponds directly to what I call in my book our mortal nature and mortal syndrome. You see, they know how to bring that out of people, and which is the lower nature that the Lord referred to as our lower nature, and the higher nature is our divine nature, our immortal nature. That's what God really created. God didn't make anything that is not eternal. So if something's dying, therefore it can't be from God. This is mind-blowing, I know that. But if it's dying, it can't be from God, because everything from God is permanent, eternal. So our souls never die. But if we die as a mortal, then that's our mortal nature dying, and it has to, because it's not real. That's what the Lord was teaching through his whole mission. And so unfortunately, what people, you know, they're in the quandary, Don, they're ill, you know, and they play on, oh, my God, it's cancer, oh, my God, it's cancer. And I tell people, piece of cake, cancer, that's nothing. That's nothing. That's easy to get rid of. That's one of the easiest ones to get rid of. And, of course, everybody's like, you got to be kidding, Mike. I said, no. Just follow my way. Watch my formulas. Watch what they do. And watch the body become well in no time. And so, but they're under the notion from the doctors, oh, you know, it's cancer. Oh, my God. And so, right, there's the fear mode right there, Don. And the people, at the same time, Don, don't have the intellectual center developed enough to know the truth from a lie. Like me, as a scientist, a very well-trained one, there's nobody can fake me out. No doctor can fake me out. When I talk to a doctor in technical terms, they usually despise me because they're not honest, and they realize technically I'm superior at an intellect to them, and that their method for trying to help people with diseases is not scientifically sound, and that's why they start to hate me. I point that out.
You know, they have you ever heard of a doctor actually explaining to any patient why they have cancer?
Exactly. That's
right.
Have
you ever heard?
No. That's right, Don. Very often with a lot of my clients that are dealing with cancer, those that are, and I ask them, you know, do you know what's causing it? No. Well, did the doctor tell you? Well, no. And I'm like, aha, what does that tell you?
Well, you know, one plausible reason would be that the doctor doesn't know why.
Right.
Okay?
Exactly.
And if he did know what caused cancer, and I'm not saying that all doctors don't know what causes cancer. There are some out there that are understanding what we're talking about.
Sure.
And it has to do with diet. It has to do with exercise and sunlight, and it has to do with, you know, the energy flow through your body. If you energy is blocked, your body's going to suffer. You know,
hey, Don, check this out. Cancer, here it is, people. Cancer is due to internal pollution, toxins known as free radicals. Cancer cells are mutated cells rebelling against what I call in my book the natural order. And so notice the word free radicals and the cancer cells being mutates. So I call cancer cells like punks. They're radicals, you see. They're breaking away from the natural order. They're like the punk teenager today. Freak you, don't bother me, don't tell me what to do, I'm doing it my own way. That's a cancer cell, breaking away from the natural order.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know, because of I know exactly what it is, I know exactly what the body's looking for to get them back, those cancer cells eliminated, and get the natural order back in full functioning again, so there can't be any rebellion at the cellular level.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very simple, isn't it?
Yes, it always is.
Now the people, I know Dr. Hulda Clark is well known. Also, Stanislav Brzezinski in Houston is well known as someone who has used homeopathic methods for curing cancer, and he's treated people from all over the world. And of course, the FDA and their minions went after him numerous times, at least three times, to undermine the progress that he was making, because he was putting a dent in the pharmaceutical industry. He was putting a dent in all of these outrageously expensive procedures, chemotherapy and radiation therapy, and they call it therapy. What's interesting is there's nothing therapeutic about it.
Right.
It's more of the same thing. It's more poisoning. I mean, if you're exposed to radiation, what happens if you get too much radiation?
Figure you're going to get pretty toasty.
Yes. You're probably going to die, and you're going to, and this is why they put limits on how many X-rays you can get each year.
That's right.
Okay. And as far as chemotherapy, it's a massive dose of toxicity. That's
heavy
all it
duty
can be.
Poison. Heavy
yes.
duty poison, Don. You know, these guys better wake up quick and see where their souls are at, because judgment time isn't far away. And those that serve the forces of darkness and their technologies of death do not have a rosy future. And I'm not talking about just on this side. And unfortunately, they're falling right into the traps of being servants to the dark forces if they're not consciously aware of that by now. Because that's all technologies of death, Don. Chemo, radiation, it's nonsense, total nonsense. And God's technologies of light, of course, are perfect and always beneficial without any harm at all. And hopefully more and more people are just going to start to wake up to that. And that's why Mother Nature's here, people. Mother Nature is where we go to if there's a problem with the natural order, because she is sustaining the natural order. If it wasn't for her, we would not have our bodies. She's the one that gives them to us, and she's the one that will reclaim them if the time comes where we have to give them back because we didn't take proper care of them. And so, unfortunately, right now a lot of people are still trapped in the dark ages by the controllers and not aware of all this, but hopefully because of programs like yours, Don, getting the truth out there, more and more people are going to start to realize how it all works and get on their knees and thank the good Lord for Mother Nature and start to live a nice, harmonious relationship with her again so they can be happy, just like I'm always happy.
Well, you're not always happy. I don't think you're happy with what they're doing to Ron Paul, are you?
Well, Don, I mean happy in my little personal world, like, you know, during the course of the day as I'm about my business and listening to all the Patriot talk and all that and keeping up with the latest news and knowing the dire situations we're in. And yet I'm whistling and singing and thanking the good Lord for all those blessings. I continue to shower on me 24/7. And
yeah.
So I have that peace that passeth understanding, as the Lord stated. And so I'm standing on that rock that no storm can blow me off of. And so, sure, I'm always happy, Don, no matter what's going on around me. If the mortals are going crazy and they're ready to destroy everything, hey, I know I'm close to the Lord, and the Lord's always going to take care of me, so what do I need to fear?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Of course, I asked you a loaded question.
Sure.
There was a little bit of sarcasm in there. We're in times right now, Michael, and I know you're going to agree with this, where people are waking up, and there's a spiritual vibration that seems to be permeating everybody. I'm seeing it actually in the Patriot movement. There are more solutions coming forward. I think many of the solutions are still stuck in the physical paradigm or in the mental paradigm. They're trying to work with the, let's say if you talk about abundance in a universal sense, abundance is limitless, it's natural, It's here on the earth. I mean, we're not doing anything to help the earth, and the earth keeps producing crops, and it keeps producing nature, you know, trees and plants, flowers, animals. As long as we're not interfering, it's very prolific at doing that. So there's a certain intelligence behind all of that that we definitely lack as a race of people, you know, as visitors on this planet. The earth does not need us to exist, and yet it was made in such a sacred way that it appreciates us being here if we appreciate it, reciprocally.
That's
But we don't do that, and so we are violating these spiritual laws. And I know that the earth is quite capable on her own to create volcanoes and earthquakes and floods and major shifts of land masses to rid, the pestilence on its own. It could do that. Of course, any other spiritual entity, let's say God, for example, that is really everywhere. This is not some place that's separate from God. That's what we've been taught.
Right.
And if we wake up, we will remember the things that we have been given, just like the earth knows to remember at all times what it has. It never forgets.
Don, what you're saying right there is so powerful. I hope everybody can really understand and appreciate what you just said there. Remembering is key to everything, Don. So true.
You know, so, well, I appreciate that you agree with that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Remembering, Don, is so important. That's why we have memories. And the people don't remember anything. They just don't remember anything. But, you see, that all falls in under the rationale of being mortals. People want to be mortals. They don't want to cultivate that divine nature that we all have and bring it to the front of their personalities and to their activities. They keep it suppressed. They're happy being mortals. And it's just disappointing. But that's how it is down here. And there's always going to be those lead electrons that are spinning faster than the rest of the electrons that jump orbit, as they say in chemistry. And that's you, Don. That's you and many others that are leading the charge. And by getting this information out there just in the ethers, at the mental levels, then now it's there for everybody else to eventually grab and to assimilate for themselves. And, you know, it's like, you're familiar with the morphogenetic grid that the Nazis were onto, and it was all stemming from what they called the 100th monkey effect. Right? And so that's exactly what's going on here. When leaders step forward with the new ideas and at least present them, it's going to be revolutionary and ahead of its time because most of the mass consciousness can't understand those principles yet. But nonetheless, they're presented now, and it's just a matter of time through the morphogenetic grid before it's equally distributed around the globe, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, everybody's catching on. Everything Don was saying a year ago, 5 years ago, now more and more people are acknowledging, wow, that's true, it's real. And that's how it works, and it is speeding up. More and more people are now finally starting to get the glimpse of their spiritual nature at last. And so changes are coming in positive ways. So that's the good news for sure.
Now,
but they got to exercise that memory.
Yes. And you know, the remark I made about the built-in intelligence and the consciousness that the earth has is really a foundation for what you were talking about before. If you consider that the earth as a living, breathing being and a conscious being, knows how to create the cycles of the seasons, knows how to cause trees to go to sleep where they drop their leaves, except for the evergreens, of course, and then spring forth, no pun intended, in the spring, new flowers, new growth, and there's this divine symmetry in the leaves themselves. You know, sacred numbers in throughout nature, and the earth never unless we do something harmful enough, it never deviates, but it takes a period of time and it reestablishes the order. Now, the benefit is in these plants that the earth, through divine, not just divine providence, but divine consciousness that's built
right, divine
into
energy,
it automatically,
yeah.
knows what plants will heal diseases. And so she creates those plants, and we have these greedy, I have to watch my language here because
we'll just call them devils for now.
Yeah, demons. These greedy demons or devils that cannot be satisfied with millions and billions. You know, they have to amass trillions, and controlling everyone else as if they are somehow greater than us. You know, you really have to have an inferiority complex to be driven. You know, that much that you have to control everything. You have
yes.
to be very insecure. But
yes.
that said. They would stop us, they would not hesitate to stop us from using what's natural, what God provided, and what is in other locations in the universe as well. I mean, this is not the only place where we have the answers to our diseases. I think the first is for us to stop using the medicines and awaken, remember who we are, and then the power that and the knowledge that we will gain from that experience will keep us healthy.
That's right.
We won't even have to take the herbs once we acquire that knowledge.
Well, you know, Don, as long as we're physical beings, we'll always be using the herbs. That's our special relationship to bond us with Mother Nature and at the physical level and Father God in heaven at the spiritual level. And that's good. That's fine. The Lord lived that way, taught that, used them constantly. Right, we're divine beings, and just by divine energies alone, everything can be healed and restored, just like the Lord as well demonstrated. And
yeah.
so we're powerful beings, Don, and that's what they're jealous of, my friend. We are powerful beings loved by God, and the devils are jealous of that because, you see, God forgives us. When we sin and we do stupid things and we repent sincerely, God forgives us. Because he loves us, and they're jealous of that because God doesn't forgive them anymore for the rebellion. And he's cut them off, and they are hated and despised forever, as far as we know. And so they're very jealous of us, and that's why we're under such attacks today, solely due to jealousy.
Well, you used a very important phrase. You said he cut them off. And that's exactly what they're trying to do to us, is cut
right.
us off.
Exactly.
They're
right.
trying every method possible to disrupt that natural communication, that natural exchange of energy
Absolutely.
And understanding and spirit.
That's right.
So
exactly
you
right.
hit it right in that when you said cut them off.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they're trying to do to
Precisely.
Us.
Precisely. They're trying to cut us off intellectually, by suppressing the truth from us. They're trying to cut us off spiritually by taking God out of everything, right? And there's nothing good anymore. And all kinds of vices are now considered good. And so they're trying to cut us off at the physical level by destroying nature, contaminating her air, her land, her water, and all our foods and everything. Sure, Don, you got it. That's the ultimate game, to try to cut us off from everything good.
Well, we don't want to do that to our listeners, and so that they can get in touch with you. I know you don't have a website right now. What I'm going to ask everyone to do, either through Evident Footprints or through my website, directlightproductions.com, you can send me an email and give me your contact information, and I will forward that information to Michael Anthony so he can consult with you and see what he can do to steer you in the right direction.
Oh, that sounds great, Don. And everybody can be assured, as everybody in the past is, that they're always impressed that they can reach me directly and talk to me as much as they need to until we fully discuss whatever it is that they're concerned about. And that's something that a lot of people are real impressed with today, because I guess that's not common, but everybody will always have direct access to me. So I appreciate that, Don. And all they got to do is get a hold of you, and then you can refer them to me, and I'll be glad to help them.
Now, again, that's directlightproductions.com. And, you leave your name, you leave a phone number is good enough, or an email address. I can put you in touch with Michael either way, and we'll look forward to hearing some reports back from our listeners as time goes on. I know that you've had great success. I wanted to touch briefly before the end of the show on some of the information that you've come forward with regarding Morgellons disease, and well, before you go off on that, I want to share something with you. I mean, this is coming to me, through spirit that there is a very sinister plot. There's a multifaceted purpose for the chemtrails, and they deny it up and down that it's going on. I mean, I see people on airplanes that just in disbelief, just the passengers, mm-hmm. that this is even going on. People are in so much denial. Or when you point up to the sky, remember we used to see those up at 50,000 feet or 100,000 feet. You'd see those contrails that
right.
were evaporating within a few minutes. And we're talking about low-level checkerboard type of designs or zigzags, X's, V's. I saw one in Phoenix around Christmas time last year that covered the whole valley, the whole area of Maricopa County, Arizona. It was incredible. You could see it for 2 hours before we even got to Phoenix. You could see it from Prescott. It was worse than any smog. What was interesting, it was hot that day, but the planes were up there zigzagging, almost colliding with each other. They were so intent on spraying this stuff all over the sky. When I got to the airport, people were coughing and sneezing and blowing their nose. I never saw so many sick people in one place in my whole life.
Yes,
and
sir.
I couldn't wait to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had been taking vitamins and mineral supplements and that to build up my immune system.
That's
and
right.
I didn't get sick.
That's right.
And I was amongst sick people on the airplane, and I thought, these people have so many chemtrails around this area, and they're not even conscious of what's going on. They're not even aware.
Yes, sir, Don. It's sad. But there's more confirmation of my description of what I call mortals and mortal syndrome. You see, they're the ones that the Lord referred to when he said, though they have eyes, they cannot see. Though they have ears, they cannot hear. It's amazing how many people go to church and everything thinking, they know the Lord or something. And when they hear that phrase, they never think it's referring to them. But it sure is referring to just about everybody. They just don't, they're just asleep. They're totally asleep.
Yeah. These ministers are teaching that applies to the people that aren't there in the church.
Exactly.
And they're causing division, amongst those that for whatever reason aren't there in the church.
That's right.
But I was going to mention briefly that what came to a realization is that they're interested in these higher energies that are coming to the earth. They're interested in stopping those energies from reaching us.
Absolutely, Don.
It's not reflectivity because of global warming or anything
right.
like that.
That's right.
Okay, you can't tell me that because they think they've advanced scientifically, which they really haven't, because they're misusing any advanced technology. They're using it against the people, so there's nothing sacred in their knowledge. It's destructive because it's not based on the light.
That's
and then
right.
they are actually trying to stop what some would call the proton band or the proton field from
photon.
Which,
that's photon, Don.
Oh, I misspoke.
Yeah,
I meant
that's
photon.
Okay. That's right.
The photon
belt that you're referring to. That's right.
Yes, they which is going to induce a higher state of consciousness. I mean, it's going to permeate all of life here. The Earth is already making the changes.
Yes,
that's other
exactly
planets
right.
in our solar system are already making those changes.
That's right.
So by 2012, we will be entering the photon band, and I pronounced it correctly this time. Thank you. And so they are trying to get us sick. They're trying to slow down this awakening, but it's not going to happen. They're going to fail at it.
Don, I'll tell you this. You're the only guy besides myself that has been able to perceive chemtrails for what they really are. And that's exactly what they're... They are multitasking at the physical level, trying to poison us, sure. But at the spiritual level, they're setting up filters in the atmosphere to screen out these new energies, these new radiations that are striking our planet, which will have the exact effect you just described. And that's it. They're over. They will no longer be able to exist. These evil SOBs are going to be toast. And so they are trying to prevent all that as if they're going to succeed, as if they can stop God. That's what's real funny. But that's right, Don. They're multitasking, and you're right on the money. This is what it's all about. This is the secret to it all, these new energies.
Now, what's interesting is with the chemtrails in the air, you have the CDC trying to tell people that they've been bitten by ticks. I mean, try to tell somebody living in downtown Phoenix in this chemtrail forest in the sky that they've been bitten by a tick.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. Very true. Around here where I am, Don, tick bites are very common. I treat Lyme all the time, and I say, did you see the bite? Yeah, I seen the bite. And I said, okay. But, right, there's those times where, you know, you can't account for a bite. How can you explain the weird infectious type of symptoms, and yet there's no obvious physical spot where the bite occurred? So what's going on here? That's where the chemtrails come in.
Well, it's been absorbed through the skin. Mm-hmm. It's been absorbed, through breathing, both through
that's
the nose
right,
and,
inhaled,
the,
right?
and the mouth. As well as ingested and the foods that that come into contact with it.
That's right.
So now you had a patient, or let's say someone that you know that is a victim of Morgellons.
Well, she was a victim, Don.
She was
a victim. She no longer is. But yes, that's true. That was a case that I pursued. Back in the spring, listening to a particular Patriot radio show, and the lady called up suffering from Morgellons. So I contacted the radio show and offered my assistance to the lady and gave them my number for her, and she called me. A very intelligent lady out in Michigan, nurse with a technical background, and she had been diagnosing it, so I got familiar with exactly what Morgellons is. And but regardless of what it was, it's definitely an infection. So I assured her, I said, my infection killer has never failed on any form of infection known to man or animals yet. Morgellons will be the new one for me to try it on. But I said, I'm totally confident it's going to come through for you. And it did. Within her first bottle, 100 capsules, she's had it for years, mind you. And after about 100 capsules, roughly about 3-4 weeks later, she said she was 75-80% better. So I sent her one more bottle, and all this was on me just to demonstrate to her, first of all, to help her, and also demonstrate to myself and her the effectiveness of my incredible infection killer. And after the second bottle, she was 100% and very, very happy.
And this is just an herb you're talking about. This is not a pharmaceutical drug of any kind.
Oh, no. Oh, God forbid. No, these are true pharmaceuticals, which are 100% herbs, botanical, just my own designs, Don, my own formulations, using my own particular herbs and stuff. There is literally nothing like this infection killer. It's very popular among everybody that discovers it, and it's just an essential you got to have in your household.
Well, that's a fantastic story. I know that's a pretty debilitating disease and often leads to death. So,
yeah, it is scary.
Now, she mentioned, in the closing moments we have here, she mentioned that she had looked at a culture under a microscope, and that there were parasites, there were flies in there, and
yes,
the flies had parasites, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Don. As it turns out, it's really a teeny little fly. It's not nanotechnology or anything as far as its origin. It's a little teeny fly originating out of Africa and or South America. And the webs, the fiber that people see issuing out of their tissue is or their or sinuses or eye sockets is the silk from the larvae. But what she noticed as I had her document all this, because it was essential for her to do this, she had the background to do it, and that way it could get published and she could get the credit for it, as well as help many more people with this new mysterious disease. And what was very interesting, she noted under the microscope, was that there was a parasite on the larvae. And so that's when I said, okay, now we're getting into biogenetic manipulation. And she said that the parasite was so horrendous, hideous looking.
Did it look like a reptilian?
Yes, yes, it would definitely be in that category.
Now, one of the substances that they find in the chemtrails in certain areas, not exclusively, but I know that the skies rained red for quite an extended period of time, and they found red corpuscles in there, as well as in Iowa, this family that came down overnight. The whole family got sick, and when they came outside, their car and their trees and their roof was all covered with this fibrous material that looked very much like a spider web. And polymers were noted being in there. Now, polymers will hold much more than their weight in moisture. So, and these were nano-sized polymers that, you know, possibly could serve as some kind of a amniotic sac, if you, for lack of a better word, you know, that would hold all this moisture.
Sure.
And then these parasites are feeding off of it, or the mm-hmm. flies are feeding off of it.
Yep, well, see, now, Don, I can only, I don't know enough on that particular circumstance to say that it's the same as what this lady in Michigan was dealing with, because I don't want to confirm that, because I don't know enough yet, but it's very possible, but it may be something different, too, not sure. But this lady definitely had Morgellons, as it's classified today, and it's mm-hmm. definitely a fly.
Yeah. I heard a beep there. Now, I don't know if that means it's the end of the show or we have a caller. But I think we're about out of time. So I'm going to tell you, you know, it's been wonderful having you on the show again, and we're going to have you back again, because this is a subject in and of itself that we could go on for at least an hour and talk about what's happening. But, Michael, I want to thank you for coming on Evident Footprints.
Don, and let me just say, may I say real quick, thank you for having me on. It's a real privilege and a pleasure, sir, and I look forward to it again.
Okay, very good. It'll happen soon, too. And I want to thank all the listeners out there for the wonderful emails. Didn't get any calls tonight, but tomorrow's another day. We've got Ken Adachi from the famous website, educate-yourself.org. He's going to be our special guest tomorrow. Ken's an author. A fantastic researcher, historian, and activist in a lot of areas, and he's fighting for the common man, the small man and woman with the small voice, and he's a very large voice, and he's going to be sharing quite a bit of revealing information on the show tomorrow night, so you don't want to miss that on Evident Footprints. In the meantime, I want to thank everyone for listening in, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow night. Please keep in your prayers Jim Murray, and we hope to have him with us Friday. That would be fantastic. Have a good night. Peace, love, and light. Good night.